The gang is all here. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. And we have a special guest. You guys all know her as Detective Super Sleuth, Heather.
Yay. Thank you so much for doing this, Heather. We love talking to you.
Oh, anytime. Anytime.
So, you guys, we are excited because Heather went to this event in New York City last week where she got to hear some good stories and see some housewives and Andy, and we wanted to hear all about her experience and then kind of talk about our overall thoughts of New York and get into Dallas because we all love Dallas. So, yeah, tell us about, like, what was the event, what happened. I know you posted some great videos and pictures, so any of those that listening that are not in the Facebook group, join the Facebook group. Heather posted some great videos of the event. It was super fun, and but we wanted to hear more about your experience and all that.
Who has birds in their background?
Not
possibly me. So let me talk.
It sounds so pretty. I'm like, ooh, oh. It's this is beautiful. It's like a glorious morning. Heather, I'm so excited to hear about this, Heather. I was, like, purposely not reading, like, any of your updates because I want to hear it all. I can't wait.
So you want me to, like, be detailed with, like, everything I remember them saying, tell you everything, or just give you a general synopsis?
Give us a general and then we'll ask or something.
Okay, so I'm going to have more pictures coming, too, because somebody I know was in the front row. He had, like, a special reserved, like, press seat, and he's just uploading all his pictures now, so I'm going to post more later.
Yay.
So, it was, you've all heard of the Tribeca Film Festival, probably. This was the Tribeca TV Festival, which I really didn't know that they ever had that before. I don't know if it's a new thing on their end, but they had 10 years of Roni. That was a celebration of 10 years. It was hosted by Andy. It was a Q&A with Sonia Dorinda Tinsley and the executive producer, Lisa Shannon.
Okay.
So it started out, they had this awesome video full of iconic moments from season one up until now. It was great. They had Ramona on the runway with the crazy eyes. They had Turtle Time. They had Aviva throwing her leg. They even had new stuff like, you know, Giovanni. They had Booze Cabaret in there. They had Tinsley falling over Scott. They had, like, Ramona and Bethany on the Brooklyn Bridge arguing. They just had all these great moments. I really kind of wish I made a video of it, but it was kind of hard because I was so far back because the first six or seven rows they had reserved, and I was in the first non-reserved row, and I'm short, so it was, like, hard to film. So it was really surreal being there and hearing their voices together with Andy. It was like I was, like, hiding backstage at a reunion. That's how it felt. Because I've never been in a room with Andy before, you know, or any event where they're speaking like that, except for the time I saw Dorinda, and that was just her. So it was, like, really awesome. So they had a Q&A at the end with audience members, which I did not know that they were going to do that. And the whole time I was thinking, oh, my God, what if somebody gets up and asks Sonia about her fashion line, because you saw that thing with Target, right? Where she had her dress being sold on Target with the exact same picture, the same model and everything. I was kind of dying.
Cheaper.
I was hoping kind of like, you know, that somebody would comment on that. But so Sonia was dressed head to toe in her collection. She had her jewelry on. She even had the shoes on with the family crest that she wore in the episode that Dorinda flipped out over.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And it was funny. She kept plugging her collection throughout the whole thing. It was funny. Andy even made fun of her at one point for it. So, Sonia was, like, really elegant and poised through the whole thing. She, like, was really together. It was really amazing to see. Andy looked like he was dressed like Aiden in Sex and the City, like when he went to the cabin. Andy had on this, like, blue flannel shirt and just jeans. I couldn't believe he was so dressed down.
Wow.
Because that's not, you would expect him to be in a suit or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Tinsley had this, ugly floral dress on. It looked like a couch cover or drapes from, like, the 60s. And it had, like, an asymmetrical hem. It was, a lot of people are making fun of it. But, so a lot of the stuff that they said was stuff that we've already all heard at one point or another. But there was a really interesting tidbit of information about the pirate episode in Turks and Caicos. So how that came to be was they were never going to translate Lou's conversation on the phone. They were never going to translate that to find out what she was saying. They had to hire an extra crew member when they were there, and he just happened to speak French. So he heard what was being said and wrote it down for them. And that's how they found out what Luann was saying on the phone. So they would have never known any of that. That was like, you know, a gold mine. So just imagine if that guy didn't speak French, we would have never known that she was cheating on Jacques. And that was actually, they were asking like what the favorite moment from all the seasons was. That was the executive producer's favorite moment. She said that was like, it was like Christmas and her birthday wrapped up into one.
It kind of reminds me of like when the producers caught Frank selling Jen Bush, right? That Jack's got a girl pregnant and you know how they missed that whole scene and then they were just caught it watching footage back.
Yes.
Like one of those hidden gems that they're like, whoa, what happened? Yeah, I thought your videos, I thought it was interesting having the producer up there and her perspective, because that's where, you know, that's the juice that we want to hear about that we don't get to see.
Yeah. And like I said, those videos were for audio only because they're horribly filmed. You know, you can't really see that well. So just listen to it.
Yeah.
But they asked about like what's changed for them since the show has started. And Dorinda says, her life has changed that she doesn't go out in her pajamas and walk her dog anymore like she used to because too many people see her and recognize her and will take pictures. Sonia says nothing has changed. She still goes out in her pajamas to walk her dog. She makes out with people on the street. Nothing has changed. And Tinsley said she doesn't go absolutely anywhere without lashes and being fully done up. So that's kind of, I can't imagine living life like that.
No, it's like so much work every day.
Yeah, I know.
I think I would become Stassi and just order everything delivered, because if I had to do that just to leave the house, I wouldn't.
Right? I know.
Never leave the house.
I swear that, you know, her makeup guy, I forget his name. Is it Jason?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, he was on a show that was on Logo called Finding Prince Charming. He was one of the contestants vying for The Bachelor on that show. And I swear he was two rows in front of me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that show, because didn't Lance Bass or somebody host it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I watched it, though. In front of me. But, like, I didn't want to try to take a picture and, like, have anybody see me, like, why are you taking a picture of somebody in the audience? Yeah. let's see.
It's like they were taking a picture of a Logan or something.
Yeah. They were asking them if they have regrets, and Tinsley highly regretted talking about her ex-husband when they were playing Truth or Dare.
Yeah.
She revealed, I think, didn't she say like they hit anal or something like that?
Yeah. That's like some the only time she tried it. And he's like, I don't want people knowing that.
Yeah. So I guess she had backlash from him and his wife.
And his new wife. I would imagine. Yeah.
Sonia said she doesn't have any regrets. And Dorinda says, you know, it is what it is. You know, if you change what you really want to do or say, then you're not being your true authentic self. So she just have to deal with your regrets. It is what it is. And let's see, they were talking about taglines, and the producers, what they do is they said that they kind of brainstorm. They pretend that they are one of the housewives and they say, you know, okay, I'm Sonia, what would I say? And then they throw a bunch of ideas out. They'll also take suggestions from the housewives, but then they come to pick whichever one they like best. And we kind of had an idea about that, but I didn't actually know that they would like pretend they put themselves in the housewives' place. I didn't know that. And of course, Sonia had to plug her collection again. And she said that her favorite tagline is from season 1, when she said, I have a taste for luxury and luxury has a taste for me. She goes, I think it's come full circle with my collection. It's like she constantly had to plug her collection. She was really funny throughout the whole thing, I have to say.
Did Andy give her a hard time for that? Because you know how he always like roasts Ramona because she's always slipping
in
those plugs.
He kept laughing and making jokes that she was, you know, plugging her collection again. And
he doesn't seem to mind when Bethany does it, but like he jumps all over everybody else when they do it.
Yeah.
Remember James?
Yes. Well, James is being obnoxious about that.
Yeah.
They talked about reunion seating, which we kind of already, you know, have an idea of how they do it. But they were going from the viewpoint where they do it for camera angles and shooting purposes, where they want shots of people on both sides of the couch going back and forth. They don't want people sitting next to each other, going back and forth at each other, because then it's just a one steady shot. This way, if they break it up to different couches, it's a shot here, a shot there, going back and forth. It's better, you know, to view it that way. And of course, well, we already knew that, you know, it has to do with who's close with each other, who's fighting and whatnot. They mentioned stuff about Jill Zarin coming back. Like, you know, is it possible? Andy said, never say never. And Sonia and Dorinda are both pro her coming back. Tinsley revealed that, you know, she doesn't really know her that well, but recently Jill invited her to go play tennis and also invited her to the U.S. Open. Mm. And Andy was kind of shocked about that. I guess that's like, that's a huge thing, isn't it? To ask somebody you don't really know to go to the U.S. Open with them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to get. I thought she was confirmed coming back. No, it's just speculation.
Yeah. They're just making it sound like, you know, could she ever come back? And Andy made a comment like, you know, once you're a housewife, you're always considered a housewife. It's like being in like the mob or something. You never fully get out. So, you know, she's always welcome to come back. And like I said, the women were all, you know, the women that were there were like, you know, hey, we'd love to have her back. So I don't think she's actually back yet. Just that new Barbara woman. So we have that. What else? They asked about editing. Like, you know, do they intentionally ever leave stuff out because they think something is too dark? And the producer said that there's never been a time they've done that. She claims that we only see such a small fraction of what is filmed because so much happens in a season, which I guess they must film a lot more than we think they do, since they only film for a few short months. They must be filming them like, you know, many hours in a day if they really do have that much footage, that many things and storylines going on that we don't get to see.
Yeah.
Right? That was a shock to me, because to me, I'm thinking they only have like, you know, this event here and there that they film. I'm thinking like that they kind of stretch out the storylines to fill the episodes. I can't imagine there being that much that isn't being shown.
I was listening to Stassi's podcast yesterday, and she was saying, well, I have to go film tomorrow. And I was like, film? Like, I know it's like confessionals or whatnot, but that's been going on for quite a while. Like, how long does it take to film these confessionals, you know?
Was this the one that just came out yesterday?
Yeah.
I was just listening to it before you guys called.
Yeah. Yeah, she was just talking about that. And I was like, oh, I thought they would have been done with that by now.
And so now we know what they were filming, because she mentioned, remember like a week ago they were filming at their apartment? We were wondering what they were doing.
Uh-huh.
And she mentioned that they were filming stuff for the show. Like, and Bo was upset that he had to say his whole name. He doesn't like saying his last name.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if they had to reshoot something.
Or are they working on a little spinoff for Jax and Brittany?
I don't know. I was thinking it was kind of like a little promo thing or whatever, maybe.
That's true.
That's just the vibe. That's just the way I got from them. Like, that's the vibe I got, the way they made it sound.
Something's up for sure.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind. I would watch a spinoff of them. I totally would.
Of Jax and Brittany or Bo and Stassi?
Oh, no. Well, I would watch that. You know, I'll watch anything. But, no, I mean, Bo and Stassi I would watch. Yeah, I would watch the Jax and Brittany round two. I would go for season two. I would watch it. Of course, I'd say.
I would hate it, and I would complain about it, and I would watch it.
Yeah. So,
I'd be mad.
Sonia mentioned how happy she was to see Bethany and Jill reunite on the show. And Andy commented on it, saying, you know, he was glad that they captured it on camera. Like I said, we've already heard that before. Oh, okay, they talked about trips, and they said that usually they find an organic reason to go. For example, you know, Bethany's tequila trip, it was work-related. Tinsley loving Cartagena, she's been there a million times before. And Andy said Ramona's been asking them for 10 years straight to please go to Aspen because she knows so many people there. And the audience member asked, you know, who pays for the trip? And Andy said it's a combination, but people in the audience made sounds like they didn't believe that.
Uh-huh.
And I do believe it, though, because remember with Orange County when they were in Iceland, when Vicky was in the hospital, Tamara Shannon, I forget, was it on Bravo's Daily Dish or on Juicy Scoop? They told a story how they charged everything up to Vicky's room, including her casserole.
Oh, right.
She flipped out when she got the bill, like production per the portion. So I think they have like a per diem. I bet they get like an allowance for their plane fare, for their accommodations. And I bet they have to pay the difference. So I kind of believe that it is split, that they probably have like an allowance for each thing. What else? Let's see. Oh, but then I was thinking, this is like also staged, because obviously then they have to figure out the trips before they even start filming, because they got to get, you know, permission, get a budget.
It seems like it would be hard for me to believe that the Vanderpump crew paid for like their Andaz Mexico, you know?
So then that means they're acting when it finally comes up in conversation when they're filming.
Yeah.
So that's kind of messed up. You know, I kind of miss the reality days, like back when the Osbournes started, where it was just cameras filming them doing everything. No staged, you know, okay, let's enter this building. Let's shoot this. It was just, you're there and you're filming. I kind of miss that.
Yeah.
Now knowing that everything is so set up. And let's see. They talked about filming locations, you know, do places shun them? Is it hard to get people to allow them to film? Andy was joking about, you know, has Le Cirque let them back in after Aviva threw her leg? Dorinda brought up, there was a lunch. Remember lunch what they had in Southampton? I think it was the beginning of the season when Dorinda was yelling at Sonia, and you could visibly see that the diners there, like, mortified, like, hand over face. Like, do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They brought that up and how, like, they were really affecting the people around them. The people were, like, mortified that they were there yelling and fighting like that.
Yeah.
And they said that people do walk up to them all the time while they're filming. And Sonia was so funny. She's making all these exaggerated faces. Like, how could they not tell we're filming? And she's, like, motioning, like, with a giant camera on her shoulder, like, doing, like, the hand crank thing, the filming with her hand.
Yeah.
Like, how could they not see it?
Right.
So, yeah, so basically, interesting. Is that, that's basically...
I can't imagine. I mean, there's been plenty of times when you're, like, the last time when we were at TomTom, I literally walked into the shot, like, two different times, and I saw, like, this giant camera. I'm like, oh, turn around.
Yeah, and you know they probably got, like, five people around them, so it's like, how could you not notice they're filming?
Right.
You know? So, yeah, so that's really, that's what I... really remember. I was trying to take notes when I was there, but it was pitch black. I could not see in my lap to do so. So I was like, I just have to wing it.
That sounds like such an interesting event though, because I would want to ask all those questions and try to get all the inside info. It sounds so like a really fun panel.
I loved it. I mean, I'm glad that Sonia was there because she's my favorite. So, you know, like I said, I've never seen Andy, you know, at an event.
So. That's so,
so
cool.
I loved it. It was cool. I mean, the tickets were only $30.
Wow.
And I'm glad I check websites again and again, because when this when the festival stuff went on sale, this event was not part of it. They added it later.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm glad I went back and checked, because I totally would have missed out on it.
I'm shocked Andy showed up. That's cool.
I was
going to ask you who your favorite New York housewife was, but I guess you just answered that.
Yeah, Sonia.
Who's your least favorite? It could be of all time, too.
Of all time? Okay. I loved Heather Thompson. I loved her to death. I miss her every day. Least favorite? I got to tell you, you know, I really can't stand Ramona. She's such a bitch. But of all time, you know, I didn't care for, I really didn't care for Kelly Bensimone.
Yeah.
I never really hated anybody. Is there
anyone you want back?
I would love Heather Thompson to come back, but I know she left on her own accord. At least that's what she told everybody, you know.
Yeah.
I would love to see her back.
Are you just
I would mind seeing Jill back.
Are you just a Heather for Heathers? Is that the...
No, not really.
You know, like Heather McDonald has that dirty Heathers for Heathers. Keep Heathers hot. Like, bring back the name. Because, it was such a popular name.
I posted that on Facebook too. That
is that why you really like Heather Thompson? Have you ever bought her yummy tummy stuff?
I actually, at Marshall's, they had a shapewear tank that I had gotten. It was only like $6 or whatever. So I had gotten
there
that.
You go. Funny. Well, fun. I can't believe that was, that they were all there and it was like, not expensive, and you didn't have to have the nightmare we had at Watch What Happens.
Oh, God.
And I went to AOA afterwards.
Oh, really?
Even though Ramona doesn't own it anymore.
Yeah.
I went there back in the day when she did own it with Peter, but it was right around the corner from the place where the event was.
Oh, does he still own it?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Interesting. So what do you think of the whole season? Season, reunion, highlights, lowlights, like what were your...
I enjoyed the season overall.
So much action, for sure.
I've never been a Bethany fan, but I was team Bethany this whole season.
Yeah.
Like, I side with her with the whole Carol thing.
Yeah, you know, when Carol first came on, I was a fan, and then she lost me a couple years ago, and then this was just... You know, I wasn't a big Bethany fan. Like, I sided with her. I think she'd be very difficult to have as a friend because you could never speak. But Carol was just, she was acting like an elementary school person. She just kept rolling her eyes and then, like, talking over her, just talking louder and saying, like, the dumb thing, like, over and over again. And then that whole text message thing, she's like, I have screenshots. And I'm like, first of all, like, I loved what Andy did, like, shut her down. You know, it's like, well, I'm looking at the live thread, Carol. That trumps your screenshot. Yeah. But I thought what was weird is Carol's not even, like, that good of friends with that guy. Like, isn't that an awkward question? Like, hey, can you send me the screenshots of your conversation with Bethany? Or even if she's complaining about Bethany to him, like, that, you just said you don't know each other that well. Like, that's kind of an awkward conversation to be having. Exactly. And then to be, even if he offered the screenshots, it's, she should have been like, oh no, I don't need, you know, that's your phone, that's your text. I don't, it seemed very like eighth grade for Carol that prides herself on being so mature.
I think he was happy just to get attention.
Yeah.
You know, like his little like 10 minutes of fame or whatever.
Yeah. What do you think about her trying to dress in Beyonce wear?
Oh, God. My whole take on the whole thing that happened with their friendship is I think that naturally she became close with Tinsley because, you know, she was friends with Scott.
Yeah.
They started hanging out as like double dates kind of thing. So obviously you grow closer. But then, and I think they drifted a little, but the thing that really set it off, and I don't know if you've ever had this happen in a friendship, I think when Bethany made those comments about Adam, not knowing you were going to get back together or whatever, because I've had that happen before where a friend walked in on her boyfriend cheating on her. She's hysterical, crying and everything. You tell her what you really think of him. And then when they get back together with them, it's kind of awkward.
Oh, yeah. I've had that with sisters and marriages. Yeah, exactly.
I think it's the combo of those two things that really killed their friendship. But I really felt bad for Bethany because, like, Bethany was being honest, saying, you know, I miss you. You know, you're being cold to me. I miss you. Like,
she really didn't do anything wrong in the season, and they really ganged up on her at the reunion. And it was like, if anyone had to answer for themselves this year, and I love Dorinda, but, like, they really laid off her, and she's the one that had the most troublesome scenes, you know? But I think they made a pact, you know, like someone had said, they, you know, was it Bethany or somebody? They're like, no, or Luann, I think, said that she thinks that they all went in, you know, as a pact, like, okay, let's just go after Bethany and we'll stand behind each other.
Look at the way they walked in, when they walked into the reunion.
Yeah.
Carol made a comment like that.
What was the deal between Carol and Tinsley during the reunion and their friendship?
Do you know what's so sad? I just read an article, like, yesterday. It said that they asked Carol, like, who she still speaks to. It says that she doesn't really speak to Tinsley now.
Really?
That's horrible. I mean, I felt so bad for Tinsley at the reunion.
She's not that good of friends.
Yeah.
She's just like, what?
That was horrible to watch. It was like,
ugh. Were you shocked to find out that Carol has the biggest net worth of anyone?
Like, I don't really follow that stuff. I hear when you guys talk about it, but, like, on my own, I don't look at that stuff. But, yeah, that was a little shocking because it's like, okay.
I mean, a lot of it I still, I question. I don't know that I believe that. But, I mean, I think that had to be
like Prince. She's still making money off her books?
You don't make that much money. And it wasn't like, I mean, I know it was a popular book, but it wasn't like
John Grisham. Did you see what she's doing now? Did you happen to see what she's doing now? I posted it last night.
No, I didn't.
She's selling dildos on Evine.
Are you serious? Really?
I saw that.
Evine After Dark. It's some company called Lilo, a sex toy company. Oh. They might sell other things, but like the first like 10 shots on their Instagram thing was all like, you know, different shaped devices.
And she loves to lecture everyone on their, like, you know, classy behavior or, you know, moral compass or whatnot.
But then I also thought of that interview that was floating around recently. She revealed that, like, when she was younger, she masturbated constantly to prevent herself from being promiscuous. Did you see that?
No.
And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Is she saying that to boost sales on the sex toys?
Right. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay, I have some homework to do.
Yeah, I don't have access to Evine, so I just saw the on her Instagram.
Oh. Okay, I have.
I don't know if she's officially working with this company, because like I don't think they just have someone on like saying, "Hey, I use them and they're great." Like I guess it's got to be some kind of official thing with her and them together.
That's an interesting choice. Like, I mean, it sounds like she doesn't need money, but then why would you do that unless you did need money?
I've only watched Evine to watch the DuBros, like when they were hawking their like collagen smoothie or something.
So wait, what exactly? Evine's a channel?
Yeah, it's like QVC.
Yeah, because I guess, do you have DirecTV or Dish? Or
I have Spectrum or
cable.
Okay,
yeah.
So I guess it's just my company doesn't offer it. Okay.
Yeah, I think I have. I mean,
you're
I've never
not missing
watched
anything.
It. Yeah, it's just like a home shopping network or QVC.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been known to watch that when, like, Wendy Williams is on. I would even record it and watch it when she's on or whatever. But, like,
I try not to watch those channels because I will, like, buy, like, the weirdest stuff because I'm like, oh, my God, like, look at how that works.
Oh, luckily for me, I'm too cheap when it comes to, like, returning stuff. So, like, I wouldn't want to buy it because then you have to pay to ship it back and everything. So that would save me.
I don't return because I get horrible anxiety about returning. Even if it's mailing it back, like I'd rather just keep it. That's why I need to use Poshmark.
I'm the return queen.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, they make it easy now. Like I just printed out some labels yesterday. It's like, you know, when it's like prepaid return shipping, like I don't know how they stay in business because I ordered stuff from Macy's and I'm returning every single item, you know. But I'm like, and they pay for the shipping both ways, like how are you guys doing this? And I had like, you know, 60% off coupons and whatnot. I'm like, I don't know how you're doing it, but thank you, but no thank you.
Sarah, a lot of stores you can return it to the store even if you bought it online. You should look into that too.
Yeah, no, I had printed one of those out too, and they're like, you can bring it to the store, or you can, you know, just, yeah. And, but, you know, the UPS guy's always on my street. I can just hand it to him. You know, you don't have to go to the UPS store. You can just give it to any driver, so that's easy.
I'm married to one, and he doesn't even take my packages. I have to go drop it off myself.
Are you serious? Well, then I have really great UPS drivers. I'll just stop one on the street. It won't even be, like, my driver. It'll be like, hey, can you? And they're like, sure. So, wow. Well, he's failing at his job then because I've had great experiences.
Oh, that's funny.
That just reminds me of Legally Blonde. Bend and snap. It's like, now I'm picturing your husband walking in and like.
He's not a driver. He doesn't wear a uniform. No, he's not a driver. He works in the warehouse.
Well, bummer for you.
No, I don't care about uniforms.
Oh, anyways. Well, fun. What else happened over the season? I heard Vanderpump people talking about this too, that they are still sick. Like, Bo is still on antibiotics.
Yes.
Schwartz is still sick from whatever bug they got, like number three bug in Mexico, and then, you know, obviously all the housewives got sick, or most of them in Colombia. So I'm like, I think I'm going to like skip that part of the world for a while. I mean, because,
you know, a lot of people don't realize that when you go to Mexico or something like that, not only don't drink the water, like don't even brush your teeth with it. Also, you have to ask the resorts if it's bagged ice or are they making the ice with the water?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's not going to help you if they make the ice with the water.
Michaela and I got sick somewhere and we were super careful, but then I think I messed up on the ice at one point. So I think that was it.
I got a drop of water in my mouth in the shower and I panicked. I was like, drinking bleach. I was like terrified.
But I can't believe that. I mean, with the Vanderpump, that was like August.
And like Stuffy didn't go to a doctor for it either, I think, right? Didn't she say she hasn't done anything for it?
No, Bo did, and they put him on antibiotics, but Stassi still has it, and Schwartz still has it. Like, are you kidding? Yeah.
Especially if it's a parasite that could just multiply and grow and grow and grow.
Like a worm, you know, tapeworm.
Did you ever see that show Monsters Inside Me?
No, I don't think I could handle it.
Yeah, it's like a reenactment show mixed with real medical footage and stuff. Of people that have like all these parasites and
I think I would freak out.
Yes.
All right. Well, maybe we should talk Dallas. First, we got to talk a little bit about our sponsor, Poshmark. You guys, if you haven't checked out Poshmark.com, go check it out. You can use our promo code VRP. It's VRP. And you get $5 off your first order. I'm stoked because, as I mentioned last week, I've been carrying around bags and bags of clothing that it's too late to return. But then I feel like I'm losing money, so I didn't want to just give it all away. So you can sell used clothing, you can sell new clothing with the tags on it. It's a great way if you know you need quick cash, or if you just want to get the value out of, you know, if you had a nice handbag that you're not going to use anymore, but you know somebody else would like it, or shoes or that sort of thing, where you still want to get the value out of what you paid for it, but you know you don't know, you don't want to just lose all your money going to a consignment shop or something like that. So check out Poshmark. It's a great way to not just get rid of things you want to get rid of, but buy things, find things that you don't necessarily want to pay retail price for, but that you would really like. So I know, you know, I've had success. People I know have sold some designer stuff and then in turn bought some designer stuff, or they've just sold things and, you know, paid for things they wanted to do in life, like vacations, that sort of thing. So check it out. Again, our promo code is VRP.
I have something to add really quick. You guys, go on, download the app if you don't have it on your phone already. But a really fun search to do on it is search Vanderpump. And there's stuff that people are selling on there, either that has been featured on the show or like I'm on there right now. And it's funny, like you can buy Britney's romper that she wore. I forget which scene that was in where it's like that black romper with the white lace around, you know, going down, like, and then it's available for $35. Or you can buy some of Lisa Vanderpump's sunglasses for $830.
Oh, and it's, wow, that's crazy.
But it's just, that's fun. Cool. So it's just, I don't know. I've enjoyed the app because it's, you can put in any word and like stuff comes up. So it, like a Halloween costume, you can build it on there. So yeah, use our code, you guys, VRP, $5 off.
Cool. Oh, that's fun. That's really cool.
Cause didn't you also say that they have brands like Old Navy and stuff on there too? Like it's not just designer stuff. That's great.
Yeah.
Cause I don't buy a lot of designer things, but they had Gap, Guess, Old Navy. I mean, they everything. And then they have designer things. So, you know, I would rather, you know,
I was going to say before we get into Dallas, is there any way we can skip ahead to the news that Heather posted in the group this morning about the Vanderpump event last night?
Oh my God.
Did you go for it?
Yeah.
Did you see that, Sarah?
My morning.
No.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to text it to you right now so you can watch and then, so, tell about the event, Heather, and then I'll send it to Sarah.
So, Tom and Jax had an appearance at this burlesque club called Dollhouse in Oklahoma City.
Right, and so Michaela told me last night, it's Schwartz, not Sandoval, right?
No, Schwartz was with Jax in Montreal on Friday night.
Oh, and then last night he was with Sandoval?
Yes. And a couple of girls from the group went and posted their pictures, too.
Yes.
Did you see that? Yeah.
Well, she also told me there was like a girl's hand on like Jax's arm or wrist in one of his stories.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
I read in another group, somebody said that Jax was saying to his friend, "How wasted do I look? Can you tell that I'm wasted? How bad is it?" Like he was out of his mind wasted. Laura from SUP was there because she's been in Oklahoma City. And she went to it and she took a picture with Jax and Tom and she posted videos on Instagram of, oh my God, Sandoval's dancing. You have to go watch it. She does this whole little dance routine on stage. And I don't like men dancing. I'm not a fan of men dancing clothed or strippers, anything like that. But when he dances, I like it.
That's funny. So so they went from Montreal to Oklahoma City and at the same place James was DJ?
James was a different place, but yeah, I'm surprised that James, I even asked him and he didn't answer. I said to James, like, hey, are you going to meet up, you know, with them at their event since it was only a day apart?
Yeah.
I wonder why he didn't. But yeah, and it's funny because that's like the worst place for Jax to be. It's all these girls with like skimpy bottoms on and like bras and lingerie dancing and everything.
Yeah, Michaela was telling me because I don't have Jax on Instagram, obviously. And she was saying that there was, yeah, there was girl. Oh, yeah, Brittany's not going to like this. Yeah,
watching it.
I said, well, what she was telling me last night was, you know, there was clearly girls in the pictures and like they had their hands on him. And I'm like, just you watch. Brittany's going to start posting some pictures with some boys down in Florida right now. Now, did you guys hear she's being inducted into the Hooters Hall of Fame?
I gagged when I saw that. I was like, really?
Oh, my gosh.
She's super proud.
Like, why? Why is she being why? What's so great?
Yeah. Well, why
her?
Was she a judge of the Hooters pageant, which was free?
Just because she's on a show. Yeah.
Because they're so proud that she finally got some Hooters. They're like, okay, she can be in now.
But she did. She had boobs to begin with. I don't get it.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's so funny. The video. Yeah. Yeah, you guys go to the Facebook group. So that was
a glorious morning.
Shout out to Laura from SUP for getting that footage. And the best part about it is listen to it when T. Sandy starts to like slide on the floor. You can hear her like let out like a little laugh. She's like, huh? Like it's pretty funny.
That was my favorite part.
They must be in their heyday. They're just like, all these people are here for us, and they're just drooling over us.
It's just so funny to see their different personalities, like, and how they interact with fans. Like, you can, if you read through the comments, like Heather was saying, like, people were saying that T. Sandy was, like, helping girls out with, like, their phones and, like, adjusting the settings to make sure they got a good photo. And then Jax is, like, acting, like, ignoring the people who are asking for photos and, like, pushing through and just being, like, a sweaty mess, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think Sandoval likes to be nice. I think he also likes to be an entertainer, where Jax just wants people to, like, adore him from afar. Like, did you see what he posted on the JWoww divorce news?
Yes.
And he was like, you know, what do you expect from a show like that? It's like, a show like that? Like, first of all, that paved the way for your job, idiot. And second of all, they have done far less horrific things than you have, you know?
I feel like that the Vanderpump people have talked about this. Whose ratings were higher? Wasn't Jersey Shore like the number one?
Yes,
y'all?
And it was worldwide. And it's a way bigger show.
So why would he be so stupid to make a comment like that?
It's Jax.
Yeah, it's like very bizarre. I mean, the things that people are going to say about him, like, ugh.
I guess, was he saying it implying that they're like trashy? Is that what he meant by that comment?
Yeah, and yeah.
But, yeah, like, I think so.
Jax, everything he's done in his life is far worse. But yeah, I don't know. He's always like, that's like, we're the only real show. And like, yeah, I don't think Jersey Shore was scripted. I don't think any one of those people could memorize a script any more than Jax can.
Yeah.
That's why you see Jax's mouth moving when he has to read the scene three times. I really like, I want to sit down with him and like every time he says ours is the only real one, and then I play him a video montage of all the times we see his mouth moving from with the lines. It's like, okay, Jax.
Yeah, because we saw that like three different times, right?
Yeah, and like in that's just one season. I'm sure if we go back, paid a little more attention. It's like, oh.
Did you guys know that today is International Podcast Day?
No.
Yeah, today is International Podcast Day. It's like ROOTD, you know?
Well, like I did find out listening to Heather McDonald's that there's a People's Choice Podcast Awards.
What?
Like, I didn't even know that existed. I'm like, she's like,
yes, there was.
Oh, yeah, I did. I saw some people asking for like people to vote for their podcast.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was a line where you could like write in a name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting.
Next year we'll have to really get on.
So where's that going to be aired? Like, whose podcast is going to air that award ceremony? The winners, I guess.
Yeah.
Who would that be? Like Joe Rogan, or who's like always number one?
No, like fans. Really? Like you can like the fans vote.
Yeah. No, I know. But like, where are the
and you could vote like 40 times in a row too.
Yeah.
You could just keep voting and voting and voting. Yeah.
Money.
I was trying to watch the Watch What Happens live show with Tom Arnold that you told me to, Sarah, and I saw that there was podcasters behind the bar on that episode, and I was like, can we get ourselves behind the bar? And I was like, do you think they would even let us and be like, welcome Holly and Sarah, podcasters from Vanderpump Rules Party. You know, I think our name may hold us back.
Well, I wondered that at first, but then it turns out Andy had partied with those girls.
Oh.
So I think they were in a same situation thing, and they were partying, and when he was in LA or something, and the one girl's like, I'm so bummed I went home early. He's like, yeah, you did. And, you know, you missed a good time. And so I think they like met out as part of, you know, similar group or something, bonded.
Oh.
And then they're like, we have a podcast, and, you know.
And so I forget the name of that podcast, but they're doing a live show in New York in the next, like, couple of months, because I had seen it at the time. I remembered the name and I saw it. But
so you saw that. I mean, what the hell do you think was up with Tom Arnold?
See, I don't know enough about him. Like, did he always speak like that?
I don't think so. I mean, that was just, I mean, you saw Andy's expression, like, 9 different times. He was like, what the hell is going on? And
maybe he was afraid. Yeah. Maybe he was trying to think of what he said before he let it out. Maybe he was just trying to be careful with his words.
Yeah.
Since they were asking him about Roseanne and everything. Like,
well, then he's like, I don't think you'll have me back, Andy. And Andy was like, yeah, I don't think we will either. He was not hiding the fact that he was very, I don't know.
I felt bad for him. I felt like it was like when I go crazy, like he was like inside my mind when I start speaking in like the middle of a sentence and I expect everyone to catch on to my brain. Like he was nervous or something was up. Like he was just like, it was very hard to watch.
I thought it was some kind of pill or something. He just couldn't finish a sentence. It was so bizarre.
Yeah.
But he didn't seem fucked up or anything like that, but.
And I felt like everyone on that stage with him was trying to help him. You know, like they were like, oh, like they were trying to move it along and it just would not move quick enough.
No. Oh. All right. Well, you want to talk a little Dallas and then we'll let you get on with your day?
Well, sure.
So what have you been thinking the last couple weeks? I mean, what do you think about
Deandra is dead to me.
Yeah.
She's dead to me.
Okay, I have a question. You guys have watched Dallas. I'm semi new to it. Okay, so what's going on with, is Deandra the one who has $200 in her bank account?
Yeah.
In one of her 5 bank accounts, yes.
Okay. So is that something that's coming up from like past episodes, like, or past seasons, or is this something new? I felt like everyone like really knew what was going on except for me.
That was something that's just happening now on this season. But here's the backstory if you don't know. She and Leanne have been dear, good, close friends for 10 years.
Okay.
Like, Leanne was in her wedding and everything.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. And it's really sad that now their friendship is kind of, like, over. Because it's been revealed, like, when she was on Watch What Happens Live and stuff. When Leanne was on and in her blogs and whatnot.
Yeah.
They're really not friends anymore.
Well, she really has 5 different bank accounts. Why did then she say, I charged it to my mom's company. She's going to be so pissed when she sees it. It's like, well, why you do that out of desperation? You don't have 4 other bank accounts or 5 other bank accounts that you could have drawn upon, you know?
I'm
going to lose my car.
I loved that she had $200 in her account. Like, if that was true, like, that is like real life, man.
And that's totally fine, but she was so... It was awful because she's so upset, not about the $200. She's upset of what everyone will think of her and what Dallas society, it's embarrassing. They'll look down on her. The socialites aren't going to like call her anymore because they're going to think she can't write a check. And she just seems so obsessed with what Dallas society thinks of her, even Cameron. I'm like, that's, you know, how old are you? Like, come on.
Yeah, I have to go back to, I have to say, so like, I don't know, like, do you guys read the blogs and everything?
No.
For them? Okay, so what actually happened, and like I watch a lot of interviews with Leanne and everything because I love her to death. Mm-hmm. So what happened was, yeah, Deandra got back from shopping and everything, or later that night, she was totally wasted drunk, and she started crying hysterically to Leanne complaining about how, oh, you know, I'm going to get in trouble. I only have $200 in my account. I use the corporate card. You know, my mom's going to kill me. So she's there crying to her friend. And Leanne's like, oh my God, I have to help her. What can I do? Okay, let me go to Carrie. Carrie's friends with her. I'm forming a friendship with Carrie. Let me get her friend to help me help her. We have to get this stuff returned, figure out how to return it, so the money's not missing, you know, on the account.
Yeah.
So that's why she went and said that to Carrie. And then did you notice when Carrie told Deandra, she didn't tell her the whole thing.
Yeah.
And Deandra's reaction, she made it sound like she never said that. She was acting like it wasn't true at all.
And then it comes up, she did say it. Yeah.
When she was in the car with Brandy, she did say like, oh, I only have $200. She admitted that she said it.
Yep.
And after the episode aired, Carrie texted Leanne and said, you know, oh, I said so much more that they didn't air. I hope Carrie's not lying, because I just have a bad feeling that she's not being truthful to Leanne.
Yeah, I feel like Carrie is definitely playing both sides. And I feel like, I think she's been paying attention to social media in the last couple seasons and realized she needs to jump in there more and stir the pot to keep her job. Because, I mean, even when I posted the poll on Twitter on, like, you know, the Housewives of Dallas, she got zero votes. Yeah. You know, I was like, you don't even get one. Like, you didn't even vote for yourself, you know, and all that. And they all saw it because they all liked it. Like Stephanie, Brandy, Leanne, and some of them commented. Yeah. Even Deandra liked it. Carrie didn't. So maybe she didn't see it. But I mean, she also had zero votes. So I would be kind of like, eh. And it's not like, you know, millions of people voted, obviously. But it's all, you know, comparative. It's all relative on the scale. So I think maybe she realized she needs to do something. And so she's jumping in and stirring it all up.
And then when Deandra was going on about, oh, you know, everybody in Dallas is talking about my finances, she made that up herself. That was never said.
Yeah.
That she just pulled out of her own ass. Because Carrie in her blog even said, you know, Leanne told me this in private about a friend trying to come up with a solution. She chose to tell Deandra. And then Deandra's the one that brought it up to the whole group on camera. Nobody ever would have known about that if Deandra didn't bring it up to the whole group on camera.
Yep.
And then she blew it all out of proportion.
And then she was like, and, you know, upset that, you know, Cameron knows, because Cameron's part of that society. And she talks to those women. It's like, just focus on your own freaking life. Like, who cares? I don't know. And then I thought it was funny, like, be a little more like Brandy. And then you find out Brandy's net worth is more than Deandra's. So it's like, she doesn't care about Dallas society. Yeah.
And also, what do you think about all this, like, anger that Deandra has regarding Leanne and Rich's relationship?
Yeah. Like, why do you care so much? And she just doesn't want to let it go. Like
that's, something's off with that to me.
Like, what's the rush? They're not going to have children. So it's like, if they want to be engaged for a year or two, I mean, it was just last year. So
like, would you ever do that to a friend? Would you sit there and interrogate them in front of a mixed group about, you know, what's going on? What's the issue? Why
are
you
hiding something? Yeah.
Right. That was horrible. So like, she could sit there and blame the demise of their friendship on the $200 bank account gate. But no, something was going on even before that, because the way she spoke to Leanne in Beaver Creek, that's not how you talk to a friend. You don't do that to them in front of people.
Right. Yeah. And she trashed her on Watch What Happened. She's like,
she's been trashing her in every interview segment, all the confessionals on the show. Yeah. It's
yeah. Ridiculous. Her
and
looks,
next week, see what she does next week.
I saw a clip. Yeah.
Yeah. She brings up some BS, and Leanne said that is not true. He never was skipping out or whatever with any women. He never did that.
Yeah. I don't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. It's been delivering. So I'd say it's, you know, popping off is coming in right under New York.
I don't understand how everybody says the ratings are so low though.
Yeah. I don't know if it just takes a while to get off the ground or, I don't know, but I appreciate that they're all very active and receptive and responsive.
Yes.
You know, on social media, that makes it even better. And yeah, I can't wait to keep watching.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it too. It's a fun show.
Did you watch the other? You didn't watch the first season, or?
I feel like I watched the first season a little bit. No, but I mean, not like, I'm invested now. I because I really remember nothing, so I guess not.
Yeah, because, like, when you get a chance, you should go back and, like, binge, like, when you get a chance and catch up. It'll give you, like, a whole new set of eyes, like, knowing history.
I need to.
Because, like, from the get-go in season one, it was, like, Mean Girls trying to single out Leanne and go against her and poke and prod her.
And there's, like, probably that's not how I look at it. Episodes, you know, like the first season of any new show, there's not that many episodes, so it'll probably be an easy binge.
Also really enjoying the Bravo Now app. Like, it's when I only have like a couple minutes to watch a show, I love how it like saves my place. I don't have to worry about it. Sometimes when I watch on demand or something, it'll like knock me out and I have to start over, and then there's no forwarding or whatever, you know. The app is really nice.
Oh, that's cool, because I hate that.
The app always gives me trouble. The app always crashes on me. Oh. Yeah, I've had to like break down and buy the episode to watch it, like when I was away for like a crappin' show, because the app would constantly like freeze up. And like, I tried to watch a New Jersey episode last year. I tried to watch it like 4 times in a row, and it kept freezing at the same spot. I was like, oh my god.
Oh, yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah.
I'm on the big blonde hair app. You know, like, or I'm sorry, not app. We were talking about. Website where it says like all of the fashion that the girls wear, and they do it for Dallas. So I was looking through. I wanted to see those pants that Cameron was wearing when she walked in when Leanne was doing her dress fitting or photo shoot. When she, you know, her dress you can wear a million ways or whatever.
Oh, or, same one that Kelly had on.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Are you guys into Leanne's dress?
I think that's a great idea.
I liked a lot of it. I didn't like when she did the red and black, but it could be because I'm scarred from high school. Those are my high school colors. So it's like, yeah, I can't do it. I think it would have looked better if she did the white with black in her ad. But although, you know, she looks so good in red that I can see why she did it for the pop of color. But I liked like when they were like kind of cocktail, or I wasn't a big fan of like the flared gown one. But, you know.
Oh, see, I like the fishtail bottom. I like the fishtail bottom. I like that all the different sleeve embellishments. I think it's a great idea.
It is a great idea. Did she say what the price point was going to be for it?
I don't remember. I don't think so. And there was a little video on Bravo about it. I don't think there was a price mentioned, but I hope it sells well.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, yeah, maybe it'll be reasonable like Sonia's line.
Or like the skinny girl jeans that you can get at Costco.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Funny.
If I didn't hate going to Costco, I would have like ran over there to see if they had them here. Because it's just so funny, like such a funny picture.
I've seen multiple pictures, like people posting. So I think they're selling them at a lot of Costco's. Yeah. Because I've seen in multiple groups, different pictures of people.
Oh my gosh. Definitely. I'll have to ask my mother. I've also meant to buy like some Skechers to post them and be like, hey Jax, look at my Skechers.
Well, damn, I could do that. I have a bunch of pairs.
Make sure you misspell them though. Put that K in there.
Yes.
Or the T. The T.
Skechers, yeah.
Speaking of Jax, let me just ask you this. Did you notice on all his posts when they were in Montreal and whatnot that he kept mentioning his PR person in every post, like tagging them in every post?
Yes, I did.
And the fact that he even mentioned, like, oh, thanks for coming to babysit us to somebody.
Yes. Oh,
you know what? I bet he's getting PR for free in exchange for the tag.
It was, like, excessive.
Then I bet it is. It's probably a deal they worked out. Yeah.
Well, it worked because I was like, who is so idiotic to represent Jax? And so I looked them up and I was like, oh.
Well, someone that probably will make a lot of money because they'll have to do a lot of spin control.
Really?
I already follow them because they post pictures of them.
Yeah. Oh,
smart.
I could see like them saying like, okay, here, Jax, like here, like this is what we did for you this month because this is, you know, these are all the things that you did that required our help to keep your, you know, and he'd be like, that's ridiculous. No, you shouldn't have done that. That wasn't needed. No. Like, you know, like,
who cares? I can say what I want.
Yeah, who cares? Oh, God. He would be a nightmare.
Yeah. Well, I got some IG stories to catch up on then. I just have to, like, log out and re-log back in. I hate doing that because it's just a pain, but it sounds like it's worth it.
Since I can screen record on mine, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play it on my phone and record it make a video off another device.
Oh my God. So what happened? So this morning, like, I woke up, I'm feeding the baby, and I see Heather's post, and I'm like, yes. And she's like, oh, I couldn't screen record. So I went, I screen recorded it for her. And then like, I posted it on her thread, but I accidentally posted into Laura's group. So I'm like, shit. Like, I didn't mean to, not that I post in her group all the time, but I wouldn't like throw a video in her group, you know, like of her own, it's her own video, you know? So I'm like, shoot. So I like deleted it and then put it in our group, but I was like, oops, sorry, Laura.
I posted her picture in the group too, because she hadn't posted it in there yet. And I figure there are people in there that like people obviously didn't see it yet. And there are people in there that don't pay attention to Instagram stories. It sucks that they disappear so fast, you know?
Yeah. Since it is International Podcast Day, I just want to shout out Laura's podcast. I just listened to her episode, The Journey of Jason. And
picture was great.
You know, Chad came home from work and he's like, hey, I saw that picture of Jax. Like, he like looked like planets. And I'm like, you're following Laura? Like, what the hell? Like, not that he can't, but I'm like, how did you see that? Like, I don't think he is following her, but he saw it. But it was just a crock up. But I listened to that episode. Sarah, have you listened to it yet?
Not that one. I listened to the Stassi one.
But you, like, there's this part that, so basically, like, she makes up, like, this journey that Jax went on to get to Vanderpump Rules, and her host or whatever, like, they just go off of each other, and they just keep adding to the story, and it's really funny, but.
That was, like, the Stassi one, yeah.
I haven't listened to the Stassi one yet, I'm behind on that one, but she, they're like, oh yeah, so then he was swimming from the Florida Keys to Miami in the ocean, and he was, like, swimming, and, like, he ran into a shark, and he punched it, and he's like, fuck you, shark! But, like, they were just saying, like, the funniest stuff. I was dying. It was really entertaining. So, check that out.
Well, thank you, Heather, for sharing your story and events. And
yeah, Heather, when are you coming back to LA?
Oh, God, I wish I knew if I even could. I'm dying.
She's going to Vegas. Yeah. We should meet her in Vegas. I mean, I have my big show this month, but I'm like, we should go and podcast there, Holly.
Oh my God.
Or we should go to New York.
Yeah.
You know, we should petition to get you when Vanderpump Rules comes back on, to get you as bartenders and Watch What Happens Live.
I know, we really should.
I don't know how you go about doing that, but like
we need to really set some goals and just conquer them. I bet we can do it.
We need to ask Brittany to Brittany Kervick of Talk Trashy to Me to DM Andy.
Yeah, right. Oh, wait. Are you guys going to Laura's show on Tuesday?
We were talking about it.
Yeah, if everything works, I think we're going to.
Oh, cool, cool.
Yeah, we'll report back. Well, awesome. You guys have a good Sunday. And thanks again for taking time out of your day, Heather. And totally worth it. Loved the stories and the footage. So thanks for posting that, as always.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Just really quick before we hang up with Heather. You guys, I wanted to try something in the Facebook group. I wanted to start like a little tab where if any of you guys have like stores or you sell anything, you know, Christmas is coming, stuff like that. I'm like already trying to start to plan what's going on. And I was thinking I know some people sell stuff in our group. If we could have like a little tab of people who have stores or products that they sell, we could maybe buy from each other, you know, to help each other out. I thought that'd be really cool. So I'll start a little tab like that. So if anyone wants to add their business to that, check it out. So our Facebook group is Vanderpump Rules Party. And then there's a housewife group too. I don't know if everybody knows that, but there's another housewife group that's really fun too.
Yeah, subgroup, VPR Party Housewives, and
we'll pin
and
that,
a fitness group.
Yeah. Oh, fitness, yes.
But anyways, cool.
I failed at my fitness today. I had a little, we went apple picking yesterday, and they had these apple little donuts, and I just ate one, so. It's a cheat day. It's a cheat day, guys. Okay. Heather,
all
thank
right.
you so much. We
thank
love
you.
Talking
oh,
to
you're
you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you
best.
For having me.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.